Sweet Mary J. Recently, in an interview with Someone Somewhere, the lovely and unarguably talented singer Mary J. Blige said, out loud for people to hear, that, quote, God wants me to have bling, unquote. Seems odd at first glance, but this may in fact be true. I certainly can't verify that God did or didn't talk to Mary because I wasn't there at the time, but, you know, I'll go ahead and take her word for it, much like the rest of the planet takes the word of Abraham, Moses, Muhammad, Joan of Arc, Joseph Smith, Oral Roberts, Pat Robertson, George W. Bush, or that crazy lady in Houston who drowned her three kids in a bathtub a couple of years ago who, like Mary J., were all spoken to by God while nobody else was around to verify it. So we are left to take it on good faith that Mary J., if she's not lying, is correct that God truly does wish, or perhaps command, her to wear bling. Now, it's not my place to say that Mary J. Blige is full of shit, although because I firmly and absolutely don't believe in God, much less one that whispers fashion advice, I can say I think she's full of shit. Because I believe that God is a human construct and not real, and that it would therefore stand to reason that it is impossible for a God that I don't believe exists to do anything, including, but not limited to, taking time from what one would imagine to be a very busy, I mean, packed, schedule to help a self-important American R&B star justify her narcissism and greed. But if you do believe in God, then why not believe that in the nanoseconds between shattering the left leg of a housewife from Taipei, making a rainbow in Gothenburg, Sweden, and allowing that guy in Oakland the strength and courage to rape that lady, all while simultaneously allowing a child of Christian Scientists in Santa Fe to die from untreated strep throat, that he chose to make his presence known to her, because that was the only time to get Mary J. alone that day, because she, too, has a very busy schedule, and that God quickly expressed his desire that she wear bling just before scooting off to Yellowknife, Canada to make sure a grizzly bear decapitated an honor student before dawn. Actually, I should say continue to wear bling, as she had been wearing bling long before God ever chose to, seemingly unnecessarily, intervene. Sure, why not? God chose to make sure that Mary J. knew that he wished it that she adorn herself like so many Nubian princesses with precious metals and gems. He talked to her about this, and only this, not about issues of morality or anything concerning spiritual guidance. He didn't even tell her where the treasure was buried. I guess he told her to wear bling in order to allay any guilt she might have had over such a selfish and vain use of precious resources. He did this so that she could feel better about herself. Basically, so that she could feel better about herself for this simple blingish act, as opposed to feeling better about herself and inflating her worth through an act of charity. Through helping others with a small stipend of the largesse which has been given to her by millions of fans with neither her talent nor bank account. Is there a correlation to be made between Mary J. Blige, whose God made his light known to her to assuage some guilt she might have had about the recent purchase of a 24-carat white gold Rolex watch with kangaroo strap and sapphire centerpiece, and the semi-literate 42-year-old father of six who mechanically wants, hopes, and actually prays for some divine guidance to help him finally pick the winning lotto combination? You might think there is, but I say no. I don't think so. Because one is lying, and the other is desperate for belief in at least one good thing in this permanently stained, unforgiving injustice that is life. The fact that Mary J. Blige is associated with a community that enthusiastically spends upwards of 25% of their money, and that's a totally made-up figure, on useless, unless factoring respect garnering or pussy magnet abilities, vanity items like chrome spinning tire rims or diamond studded platinum mouthpieces makes it almost questionable as to why she felt the need to proffer such a lame, unimaginative excuse for the ubiquitous ostentation that is commonly taught to be respected worldwide. Does it bring relief and peace to those working with international organizations trying to raise awareness of the brutality and absence of any respect for life that takes place in South African diamond mines? Maybe even the mind partially owned by gospel preaching and likewise wisdom of God's chit-chat recipient, Reverend Pat Robertson. He really does own a diamond mine. Well, one would hope so. I like to imagine the latest rap artist making a video in which a giddily objectified, big-titted, big-assed whore of the moment undulates in a rubber skirt and 6-inch stilettos while handing next year's Where Are They Now award winner a silver plate holding different diamond fronts with his clever pun stage name embossed in rubies or emeralds or whatever other useless and awkward foolishness he feels he needs to impress the aforementioned cock dumpster. I don't know if Mary J. Blige's God is the same as Billie Holiday's God, or Marie Antoinette's God, or Elie Wiesel's God, or Chief Sitting Bull's God, or Stephen Biko's God. I don't know. I do know that it's not my God, because my God likes those rope bracelet things that you get on Martha's Vineyard. I know that for a fact. He told me one time when I was sleepy and confused.